Good morning. Today is Tuesday, February the 4th. Joining us this morning, this very morning, CPA Bill McCauley.
I am here on February 4th in the morning. and it was cold, so yeah. Everybody knows that this is live.
It wasn't even briskly brisk. It was just a little bit more than that, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what was it like when you came in? Super cold or had it? I read something somewhere that the coldest time is like about 40 minutes before sunrise.
Well, I went to work at 4:30 this morning, so it was cold, but I also auto-started my pickup.
Oh, you show off. Okay.
Well, I'm the guy that up until I've had this vehicle, you know, everything, you know, my window, you know, everything cranked and, you know, I mean, this is the first vehicle I've had that's had bells and whistles besides, like, you know, a radio.
That's so, not a bell and whistle, baby. Yeah.
So
that's right up there with wheels.
So, yeah, I mean, think back in the old days, you got an AM radio. That was all that came in the car.
That's right.
But anyway, so, yeah, that helped. But, yeah, even when I ran out this morning just to leave the office and come back down, you know, come out here, it was, yeah. And unfortunately, I got to the street, and I was crossing 4th Street, and I hit it just wrong, so I had to stand there and wait for all the cars to go by and blow wind on me. And so, yeah, it's cold.
Well, you know, at least it's not like the old days when we had a lot of big trucks and there'd be a lot of wind, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Too bad it's not like the old days. Yeah, exactly.
I miss that.
All righty.
Except for the Jake brakes going through town.
Yeah. Are you ready for, or why do we say that?
I am.
You are, really?
Yeah, I'm probably not going to be able to say why we say it.
All right. Okay. And this is in recognition of Top Gun coming out. Maverick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where did Stray Cattle get the name Mavericks?
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I mean, obviously they went somewhere.
Y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Texas.
Well, okay, that, I wasn't.
I thought it might
have been something more specific.
No, in Texas, where about 1841, Samuel Maverick
began
raising cattle. Maverick failed to brand any of his calves, which led to wholesale rustling of Maverick stock. From this, any unbranded animal came to be called
a maverick. Okay.
But they didn't sing. The music bed was a little soft.
Yeah.
So how's the tax season looking at this point?
Well, it's like, you know, it's not unlike probably any other season. They all start a little hard just because, you know, you get some projects in, you think, oh, I'm gonna get this one done, and you look and go, well, this form isn't really released yet by the IRS, so you know, so you might be able to. There's some forms we still can't even see in our software, and there's other forms, so they just print, it just shows up as blank because it has, you know, and then there's other forms that there's a watermark on it saying not yet. Anyway, so it's a little exasperating because, you know, you think, you know, I think I have 4 or 5 tax returns actually out, you know, done and ready to be out the door, and I've got a stack that just need, depreciation form final or, you know, whatever. So, in some cases, you know, they need 6 things. So it's not unusual. And given the fact that we did have a late law change in terms of some extender legislation, and given the fact that, you know, we didn't really roll out too well last year, so I don't know why we would necessarily expect we would this year in terms of this. And look, it's a difficult job. I understand, you know, to be in the IRS's shoes. You know, I understand, or the Franchise Tax Board, I understand it's challenging. But, you know, there's a window that we have to work in. And if we can work earlier in the window, we don't have to kill ourselves as badly at the end of the window.
The impacts of the Congress and Senate's attention being focused not on extending legislation, but on the impeachment
process.
Is there
something else going on?
Yeah. You hear about the 49ers? Huh. Okay, see, now you did pop up.
Oh, you slay me.
A little bit of the groundhog popping out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I broke that bubble for you.
Yeah, I'm a season ticket holder, Brian, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm
you weren't
that's
in Miami,
a little
were
raw.
You?
No.
Okay.
But I did go to the other 2 playoff games, and that was a lot of fun.
Well, you got the best of the best then.
Yeah. it's a little raw. We should have won it.
And, yeah.
You know, and those opportunities don't come along all the time. So, you know, when you fail to capitalize on an opportunity, you know, it may be a long time.
It sticks.
I mean, Kansas City took 50 years to get back there. So, you know, you got to be careful. I mean, you know, Dan Marino got to the Super Bowl his first season. Everybody said, oh, yeah, Dan Marino, he's going to be back here, you know, every year. That guy's so good. And, every, you know, and he never got back. So, you know.
Whoops.
Yeah. But he did get beat by the 49ers.
Yeah. So with the diversion in the swamp, did that hold things up? Or is that at a higher level, not at staff level, with some of this extension you were referencing?
I don't think so. I think that it's just a challenging environment. It's the environment we've been in for a long time. You know, there are things that happen late. The IRS holds stuff thinking, well, I wonder if this is going to happen. You know, they leave programming flexibility in their software so that they can go right or go left depending on, you know, if certain things happen. But then it takes time to get that finalized in the forms, have their e-filing system accepting it in the right format so that they can then convey that information out to the software developers. And then, you know, we're waiting for the software developers. And you know, the software developers are doing the same thing the IRS is doing. They're going, we think this is where it's going to be, and we're programmed there, but we're waiting for you to go.
So everybody kind of hedges, hoping.
Or if something changes, it's changing a variable, not rewriting code. You know, to not that I know anything about rewriting code. You know,
isn't that what Maxwell Smart used?
I think so.
To get it through the door, yeah.
You know, I mean, I took a basic programming class and a Fortran class in college, and that clearly dates me because I don't think
I got a C.
Did you?
Yeah. And now I buy. It didn't really come in that handy. So as you're kind of treading water now, is there a lot of stuff that you can do? Is there a lot of stuff that we should be doing now? Or should we be holding off also getting our act together to be able to get it to you? Because who knows what's needed?
Yeah, there's stuff for us to do, and we're actively working everything we can. You know, we've got certain projects that are not dependent upon tax information, but maybe just year-end statements. So we're working with those kinds of projects that we can move them forward and
get some of the bulk out of the way.
Yeah, and you make a great point that there's lots of things that we can be doing, getting ready for our own returns.
It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Bill, this extending legislation that you had indicated that was put into effect kind of last minute, mm-hmm. was it more of the same?
Yeah.
So really not even a ripple on the pond other than we had to wait a little bit longer?
Yeah, and it's normal. We have, every year we talk about extenders and things that are, you know, the pieces of law or provisions that aren't permanently in the law and periodically they need to be extended. There are a couple of interesting little ripple ones, and the one that comes to mind is the mortgage insurance premiums. And in certain cases, some people who go out and get a mortgage because the loan-to-value is not conforming at 80% or whatever the lender is looking for, they'll say, well, we'll loan you, do a 90% loan, but you need to pay private mortgage insurance, PMI.
So, which used to be pretty standard in the old days.
Yeah,
normal, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and that continues. And so I think, you know, we're all probably familiar with the concept. Well, a few years ago, the IRS said, hey, if you pay mortgage insurance premiums, or PMI, you can deduct it in certain circumstances. And so as an itemized deduction, so you'd add it to your other itemized deductions for purposes of determining, comparing that with the standard deduction and taking the bigger number. And, of course, when they did it, they put it on an AGI phase out range, so Currently, the AGI phase-out range is $109,000, so over $109,000, I believe, for 2019. The deduction is zero, but if you're below that, you get some, and if you're below below a certain level, you get 100% of whatever your mortgage insurance premiums are. Well, that was never extended for 2018. It was never included in a 2018, and we kind of thought it would. The tax software was all built to add it in as soon as it became available, but for 2018, it was never included. So people who had mortgage insurance premiums who couldn't deduct them in 2018, and so, interestingly, as part of this extender language, they retroactively approved mortgage insurance premiums for 2018. So now people can file a return. Well, check that. People will be able to file a return to claim that mortgage insurance premium because it was retroactively approved for 2018. The IRS has said not until the middle of February before their 2018 e-filing system will be able to handle that. So
you got a couple of weeks still.
So there's still some time. Yeah. But if you did have mortgage insurance premiums and you were under the phase-out range or you could have been phased out entirely or partly or none, depending on what your income is. So if you paid mortgage insurance premiums and couldn't deduct them last year in 2018, you may be able to now with an amended return.
So you don't get a double hit this year. You have to go
back and amend the return. So
for most folks, is it worth the hassle?
It depends. Classic tax answer. I love it. I could pretty much say.
Well,
it
follows too.
Every one of your questions. Well, Brian, that depends.
Yeah.
So it does depend. It would depend on how much you paid and where you were relative to the phase out range.
So the amount basically would determine.
So in other words, if you were at the end of the phase out range or you were outside of it for 2018, then in other words, your income is too high, no benefit. If it's in the phase out range, some benefit. So if you paid $2,000 in mortgage insurance premiums and maybe you get $1,000 worth of benefit or of deduction, well, you add the $1,000 in for federal purposes as an itemized deduction. If you're in the 15% tax bracket, there's $150 in terms of a refund. But it depends where you fit in the tax brackets and whatnot. So,
outside looking in, obviously, it would seem okay. Everybody gets it. Yes, nobody gets it. Yes, that's it.
It doesn't work.
Simple and clean. Instead of the tiering of everything, which not only exacerbates the class envy and all that kind of stuff, but it complicates things to such an extent that it would seem to be almost counterproductive.
Well, there's phase outs on a lot of things in the tax law, and phase out ranges and total phase outs, and
or just take it up to a flat figure, boom, and that's it.
They're all different. You know, your contribution limits for an IRA where they're phased out based on AGI are different than potentially for a Roth IRA. And, so everything is different and makes it really hard when a client calls and asks a question to answer certain questions off the top of your head, because you really have to go back and look and say, well, where were they and what's that phase out range? And, is it phased out? Maybe it won't be. Certain things aren't. So it's variable.
Were there any significant changes in the areas that do have deductions other than this? Or that generate deductions?
No, not in my view. There were most of the changes were a lot of what we spent time learning about with continuing education this fall and on into January was really about more clarification to the degree as possible for the changes that hit last year. And, the qualified business income and a few other things were really, complex and full of questions and judgment calls.
Yeah, last year at this time we were talking about California basically giving the flying finger of fate award to the feds with tax and the adjustments and trying to make things simple. Has that attitude changed, or is it continuing to be too distinct?
No, mostly California doesn't mostly. Some things California, some changes the feds make, California has to by statute. In other words, they've said, we comply with this code section of the IRS, so if the code section changes, California must change.
It's 8:30.
Locally owned businesses help our community maintain a distinct personality and to help increase tourism because we don't look like every other place. Small businesses also provide the ability to try on and try out items before you buy and get real expertise, saving you both time and money. When you shop, shop local.
Our award-winning camping department has the gear you need no matter what kind of camping you do. Come in and experience the many benefits of shopping with Pacific Outfitters.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with, well, he's still awake, CPA Bill McCauley.
I'm here.
Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, Humble Termite Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. Bill, what about with some of the blending or not blending between California and the feds? When you get the continuing education, you know, that's a phrase that you hear about from various professions, you know, that they need to maintain competencies, certification, those types of things. How are they able to put those things on in light of the fact that a lot of this stuff isn't known yet? You know, if you were having continuing education in 2 weeks, okay, you cross the deadline, you know the new forms, you know if there's anything squirrely, great. But that doesn't tend to happen during high season.
Well, we pay attention. And, you know, sometimes things do develop. Sometimes we'll get several of us will take a class from one source, and then they'll send out an email going, hey, we've got this additional information on this topic that we covered in our course. And then you'll get some additional.
Oh, like a little update.
Yeah, follow-up kind of update. So that occurs. The other thing is we pay attention. We all get daily information in our inboxes with regard to various and sundry tax-related items, and some of them are rather esoteric, and some of them can have a wider application. So, we have to look at these things, and we learn it. You know, candidly, there's a little bit of learning as you go because you can't sit and hold everything with the idea you're going to wait until April 14th and finish everything. It just that's not feasible. So, there have been some times where I've had to I've finished a return and early February or whatever, and had to go back later and amend it because I found out, something was different than what we had thought when we did the return.
Is the amendment process as complicated or fear-inspiring as it appears to be for those of us that really don't know much about it?
For individuals, it's not a terrible process to amend your return. Nobody wants to do it, obviously, and there's a bunch of reasons why a person doesn't want to have to amend their return. It takes time. It might cost you some money. It can, you filed your return and you said, hey, I'm overpaid by $500. Now I'm filing my return and say, I owe $500. There's a little it could be a little confusing because now you need it. Did you get the refund or haven't you got? Anyway, just making sure that the right amount is paid, although the taxing authorities will make sure it is, from their perspective. The process isn't terrible. It's filing some forms and explaining why you're changing the return. But for anybody who doesn't do it, it's not going to be very comfortable because,
unknown.
You take me to the DMV and you put forms in front of me. I'm not really comfortable. I fill out forms for a living effectively, right? But I'm not that comfortable filling out a new form I haven't seen before. You get a health insurance form and you're filling it out or whatever it is. All those things kind of cause a little, a little twist, right? So I completely would see why somebody would look at it. And say, gee, I don't really want to do an amended return because I don't know how to do it, and I'm not sure I'm doing it right.
Well, nobody wants to appear foolish either.
Right, yeah.
Some of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. All evidence to the contrary.
Yeah, that's not familiar territory for us. Wink, wink. Yeah. Oh, so as you're looking at the what's in front of you for the next 10 weeks,
yeah.
Do you sense that people are more concerned about getting stuff through quicker this year? Do you think it's going to be wait till the last minute? If I guess the workflow might be the general reference point.
Yeah, workflow is a really interesting thing because we do have some capacity in February. We really don't have any capacity in March. It is spoken for. We're up to the gunnels in work, and so
pulling green chain in March and April.
We just go as hard as we can. I don't know whether. It changes from year to year who wants to be early getting their taxes done. Sometimes somebody will be in a position where they want to do a transaction and they'd like to be able to show their tax returns. And so they feel like, gosh, I want to get my stuff to you quickly so you can get it out quickly so I can use it to go to the bank. Or I'm going on vacation. I really just want to be done with it. I don't want to go to, I'm gonna be gone. We're going to be on the East Coast for this window of time,
or
we're
going to
be down. Yeah, they just want it off their plate, And a lot of people will do that, and they'll just give us what they have, and then they're gone. And then sometimes they're back at the start of April, and we're scrambling to try to finish things up. It depends on circumstances, but it's hard to know if there's really a read that would tell you, gee, it's going to be an early year or a late year. My guess is every year tends to feel like it gets a little later. We generally don't do interviews with clients after April 1st, after the start of April, because we need that two-week window to finish what's in the building. So we ask our clients to come in by, we give them a date in with the organizer. It says, gee, we need to have your stuff in by this date. But if it comes in after that date, we can't promise that we'll be able to give it our full attention in April. So it's an interesting time. It's a challenging time right now because there's a reduced number of people who do what I do, which means there's some pressure.
Get out of my head. Yeah. I was writing down automation question mark because we're seeing that in so many areas, so many business models, so many retailers. Has that transferred at all to your industry?
Yeah, there are a number of things. Automation. I mean, if I go back and think about, I started doing this in 1983, and so when you go back and say, okay, when I started, this is how we did tax returns, and I think about what we do now, and what information is available to me now at my fingertips, whereas in the old days I would have had to go find a file, pull a file, find it in the file. Now, a lot of the stuff we don't keep everything electronic, in an electronic form. Some firms do. They image everything that comes in. We don't do that, but so we do have some stuff in paper, but the significant pieces we try to keep electronically because it's nice to be able to go back and refer to it later if a question comes up. So it's an interesting, it's been fun. I mean, I think back of what, the time I've had in this profession and watching the changes, and things are going to continue to change. We're seeing platforms for our software shift from being from being non-existent to existent but rudimentary to being more complicated to being hosted on our servers to being most of those providers now have a cloud product and they're trying to encourage all of us to shift to the cloud. So it's and we all know communications in Humboldt County. Being entirely on the cloud
can be frightening.
There's
at
some risk with that, and there's risk anywhere, but in particular here. I always used to say, anybody with a backhoe between here and Ukiah can really foul us up.
They prove that periodically. Yeah. KINS News and Information Time or Snow.
There
it's 8:43.
Are you a business owner looking for financial or technical assistance? An entrepreneur looking to start a new business? The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and the Small Business Development Center want to help. With business loans, classes, and one-on-one consulting, our goal is your success. We've been helping Humboldt County businesses for over 30 years. Visit us at 520 E Street, Eureka, the Prosperity Center, or find us on the web. The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and Small Business Development Center. We're here for you.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Times, 848. We're back talking shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Billy, looking at what the IRS is talking about, 5-10 years ago, we were saying they want people to start to do electronic filing.
Done.
Okay. Is there
space? Accomplished. The numbers are 80-90% are e-filed now. They hit their bogey.
It's there.
And that's kind of remarkable too, because the IRS, you know, they've really had to, not that I consider the IRS to be a sympathetic organization, but they've had to do more with less. And in some, I mean, they still have probably, you know, a Windows XP operating system for their computer system. I'm kidding. I don't know what they use, but they're behind. They've had several failed computer technology projects at the IRS, but it's a tough gig. I mean, they wanted to get the e-filing, and they've succeeded in that. And
same compliance level at states. I mean, is California about the same spot?
Yeah, and California wants e-filing and electronic payment. So they really try to encourage people to pay electronically, and actually they mandate it in certain circumstances. If you have a large balance due,
you
end up having to make that payment electronically and continue to thereafter.
Well, hopefully that'll come into my life in the future.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. See everybody tomorrow.